There are 2 3-year seats open on each of the Assembly, School Board, and Ketchikan City Council. Candidates for Borough Assembly are incumbents Alan Bailey and Bill Rotecki and former Assembly member John Harrington, who filed on the last day. Harrington, who also has served on the school board, is a member of the borough's planning commission, but would have to give up that position if elected. He says he wanted to make sure there was competition in the face of what he predicts will be a tough budget year.
This is the year, I think, that the budget crunch gets bloody. We have been using reserves. We have been having our mill rate at a fairly low level. And the crunch is about to hit, so either we're going to have to raise the mill rate, or we're going to have to cut services, or we're going to have to get creative.
Harrington says that with a competitive race, the public will pay more attention to issues. He says he'll look closely at the budget and would like to see evaluations of borough expenses to see what might be streamlined. During his most recent school board tenure, Harrington resigned from his seat without finishing his term, but says that should not affect his ability to work with the school board when it comes time to fund the district.
I did have some interesting relationship problems with certain members of the school board, not with, obviously with all of them, but it had to do with internal school board stuff.
Harrington says he's an advocate of adequate school funding and of improving the school board assembly relationship. For the school board, high school senior Trevor Shaw was the first candidate to file, and he threw his name into the hat last week. He was joined on the last day by incumbent Dave Timmerman and newcomer Camille Booth. Booth works for the Southern Southeast Technology Education Center and says she wanted to get involved when she saw how few people were signing up to run. She also has a background in education.
I was in public education for 17 years. I was 8 years a teacher in Metlakatla and then 8 years a principal administrator in Craig for the Craig City School District. And now I'm working for the Ketchikan Indian Community as the CTEC director.
Booth also runs Creative Resourcing, which offers tutoring for students, particularly those with reading disabilities. She says she's particularly interested in Native education, education technology, and special education. Timmerman, who's port operations manager for the City Port and Harbors Department, says he wants to continue work on some of the issues he's focused on, including the Indian Policies and Procedures Committee. He went on to name a few important issues.
You know, activities, being a coach of just about every sport and dealing with the kids on that level, activities is a big thing for me. You know, dropout rate, all those things that we all talk about when we're trying to work for better for the kids. But, you know, mostly to keep an eye on the assembly, make sure that the school district's getting funded at a level that we think, or at least that I think is fair, and just keep up the fight, basically.
For Ketchikan City Council, the two incumbents, Dick Coos and Matt Olson, have filed for re-election. They'll be joined on the ballot by Judy Zenge. The Saxman City Council has 3 3-year seats open, held by Joe Williams Jr., Richard Makua, and Woodrow Watson. Makua and Watson have filed for re-election and will be joined on the ballot by Woodrow Anderson Jr. and Trudy Swink. 1 2-year seat also is on the Saxman ballot, and that seat now is held by Sylvia Bainey. Bainey filed for re-election and is the only candidate for that seat. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.